What's good, everybody? You ain't seeing a ghost, you're seeing in front of you. The Rangers of the Grid are back. It's episode 42. It's been a few weeks, almost nearing a month. You know, like we've mentioned to you before, life happens sometimes, right? Like real life hits. And when real life hits, you have to make pivots. You have to switch up some things. And, you know, like even the social medias has been kind of low because what's there to post about? Like there hasn't been a ton, like we're going to talk about it later, but there's not even a ton in the Power Rangers world, you know, to really get into. But, Marcus, I feel like this part I have to pass to you.
Yeah. So, last time, I think like a few episodes ago, which is still like, normally it's like just a couple weeks, but really it's been like a month and a half. I was talking about how, you know, we were going to be kind of not hit and miss, but not as frequent with episodes because my grandpa's on hospice. Well, a couple weeks ago, he took a turn for the worst. And 10 days ago today, 10 days ago today, literally, he passed away. So he passed and we knew it was coming. So it was a lot of like, let's just get stuff ready. You know, wrote the obituary, made like the card, all this stuff. So, you know, got it done. And we just had his funeral on Tuesday. Monday we had the viewing. Tuesday was the funeral. So it's like, that's kind of done. Now life is setting back. So it's kind of time, you know, get back to normal.
Get back to
Rangers would say, back to action.
Get back to action. Get back to what is now the new action, right?
Yeah.
Because things are different now, you know. Any death usually leads to new, right? It's automatically new, right? Because now, sad as it is the first time like all these things will happen. Like,
yeah.
Just in general, right? It could be a simple, I know your family's big on Sunday, like dinner type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Simple thing like that, right? Like, it's all new, man. It's a tough road to navigate, but I know you're strong, man. You're strong enough to get through it. And you kind of have to, right? You don't really have a choice.
Yeah, that's just kind of like what it is. You know, it's like, you can't stop. That's a luxury you don't got, especially everything else is going down. Like, you know, like I told you yesterday, ordered my cap and gown graduation. I still got that. And I still got 6 more weeks of school.
Yeah. Like,
you know, got to finish like, strong with that.
Work. You know, things don't stop.
Yeah.
You know, it's sad, but it's also true, right? Like things don't stop, man. Mm-hmm. It's a wild thing to think about, right? Things don't stop.
Yeah.
It's okay. Like we've talked about it before. Like it's not a bad thing, you know? Does it suck sometimes? Heck yeah, it does. But it's not terrible. So getting off that, right? Because that's kind of a downer subject. It's a downer. That's about as downer as it gets. Let's talk about just like everything going on in some fandoms. There's a couple things that I thought were super interesting. I brought it up to you the other day, but Street Sharks, I just feel like that's like a interesting topic to talk about because, you know, Street Sharks is only like one season.
Yeah.
Like it's a really short part, right? And I know we're a Power Ranger podcast, but this falls into the era.
Oh no, 100%. This was like, because let's be real, the '90s was the era, X-Men, mm-hmm. Spider-Man,
yeah,
Batman, Power Rangers, and then in that Ninja Turtles. Even though Ninja Turtles was '80s, the '90s we got to see all the like knockoffs in a sense.
Pretty you much know. So like Battle that's why
Toad, Street Sharks, Cowboys, and like oh, what was it, Cowboys of the Mumessa?
Yeah, something like that. Mystic Knights,
yeah, Mystic Knights, VR Troopers, Big Bad Beetleborgs, Metallic. There's a lot,
City Sharks is really like a niche product when you really think about it. But it did have like an everlasting, I feel like, staying power. And I brought it up because their Mattel is re-releasing the series. And they're starting off with three, which is smart, right? Start off three. They're starting off obviously with you can say the guy who I always thought had the coolest saying, Jawsome. Right? Like he always had a really good saying. And I just think it was funny. Like they're putting them out, three of them at a time, 30th anniversary box. Like it's the same box as the original.
Just like they do with the Ninja Turtles, like the retro ones.
Sure. But have you ever seen the price of an original Street Shark?
No.
It's like $700.
Okay.
Out of the box is like $250.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to bring that value down a little bit. Well, dude, like they were actually really popular. There was things that were really popular, and I think they were popular amongst kids, but maybe like people weren't able to buy them. Maybe they weren't able to afford them. For whatever reason, they didn't really have a long life. Yeah. And Street Sharks is another one of those things, dude. It didn't have as long a life as like we would hope. But now that that's out, I just thought it was interesting because like my brother thought we were talking about it. I was telling him about it, and he was like, dude, do you remember? And he at the time was like 11.
Yeah.
He's like, do you remember that one time when like he goes, I threw a fit because mom wouldn't buy me one? And I was like, yeah, I remember, because by the time he was 12, he was already 6 foot tall, right? Like about to hit 6'2", right?
Damn.
Like, so like he's 11, he's my dad's height, about 5'10".
Mm-hmm.
Right? Big ass kid in the toy aisle throwing a fit. My mom was like, shut up. Because he's bigger than her. Like, he's huge.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah.
Big ass one.
Dude, wait. Hold up. Sorry. It had three seasons.
Oh, did it? It felt like not like that many.
Well, I think you know why? I've noticed that with like a lot of this, like going back and watching like these seasons of Rangers, especially like these older ones.
Mm-hmm.
There's certain things, yeah, I remember. And then other ones, I'm like, oh, wait, this was a thing, you know?
Yeah,
like I mean, it's like just I think some tough. Things feel like with Rangers. I'll be honest. Like, especially Mighty Morphin, those three seasons. There's a lot in there. Like, I remember when I bought like the DVDs of them, watching them. I'm like, oh my god, this is a lot. And some of it, I felt like I was watching for the first time.
Yeah.
So I think that's just kind of like because we're like kids, so it's like. It doesn't seem that much, or it doesn't seem that long. It just was like, especially when something was kind of like here and then it was gone, you know? Mm-hmm. But yeah, dude, it lasted from 94 to 97.
I don't remember it that long.
I don't either, but I just looked
it up. Maybe that's why it went away.
Could be. I just found this out because I wanted to look up. Remember when they got the black guy in the group and then he was a killer whale? Moby Lick.
I don't remember it.
To be honest,
I don't remember it. But like, so I found it very interesting, and like everything hits hard on the 30-year mark, huh?
Oh yeah.
Like the 30-year for Power Rangers, truth be told, was almost like it's now, right now, we're in what, March 21st, when we're recording this, 2024. It's actually bittersweet.
Yeah.
It's bittersweet because as cool as the 30th special was, even the 30th season was great.
What was there to celebrate?
After, like.
Mm-hmm. Or even during.
Yeah, like we didn't really get anything. Like we didn't get any of these like 30th anniversary special release figures, none of that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. What do you think about this?
No, it is a definite letdown. Especially seeing how, let's be real, Power Rangers has had a resurgence since their 10 or their like 10 years ago at the 20th. We reference that all the time. Because look at all the Red Rangers they redid, and the White Ranger, and the Green, and the Gold. You know, they did some of those special ones, six Rangers in that group. But it was like that happened for the 20th. And then even the 25th, that's when they were doing the Legacy Collections and all those. And then they had special branding on those, like the stickers with the, you know, 25th. It was like, hey, somebody's going to have these special stickers on there. So at least it was still something. And then now it was just like, boom. Now 5 years later, it's like a, oh yeah, here's a Netflix special. That's it.
That's it, no, right?
Real,
like
no real advertisement for it.
And yeah, then it was, that's what I'm saying.
And then even like, Dino or Cosmic Fury, but like I get, you know, it was during the strike and all that, but still, you ain't gonna promote nothing. You're not gonna like, because they had stuff they could have promoted that well before. It's like I told you today, and I know we're gonna get into this later, but it's like they used to put out toys and stuff for the upcoming season before the previous one was even done.
Well, so Marcus, what was the season where like you vividly remember that? I remember there was one that you
Lost Galaxy.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I just remember because the box was the same. Let's be real, like because it was space theme, you know, galaxy and space. So it had like that kind of like space with the little dotted stars and all that. And the logo was exactly like in the font was the same, except I think it was they changed the color to green instead of the blue, and it said Lost Galaxy. I'm like, whoa, 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 what's this? Because I remember someone got a Quasar Saber for their a birthday party I was at. I remember everyone was like playing hide and seek, and I'm just I went to his room. And I'm just looking at it. I'm like, what the heck is this? And seeing the different like suits on, you know,
you're like, oh, what the heck? How do I get one of these?
Hey, and what's funny? Literally, I think that following weekend, either or that day, or the next, sometime sooner after that, my mom went to the mall. And she's going, you remember that store, The Avenue? It was right next to KB Toys, that women's store.
No, because I didn't go in there.
So, well, my mom was going over there and she's like, well, you can go look at KB Toys and everything. You know, you can pick something out that you want. I'm like, oh, sweet. Bro, so she over in that store. I literally walked into KB Toys. I found the Quasar Saber, picked it up, walked out of KB Toys with it.
Hey, you got the powers.
Hey. To the next door to like the avenue, and I told my mom, this is what I want.
Okay, now I remember vividly like doing that before, like walking out with something because, and I didn't mean to steal it, obviously,
yeah,
but like to show my mom something.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird how that just happened, and like they didn't say nothing. My mom flipped out at me,
yeah. My mom did the same thing, she was like, what is, did you just say? I was like, well, you said.
Yeah, and you like know, you didn't mean it.
Find
like,
something that you want, and I'm just showing you this is what I want.
Yeah,
sorry, like, I'm. Hey, sorry for listening to you for once. Like, you know, I'm showing you what I want. This, you know, it's like, well, go put it back. And I just waited in that store for my mom until she was done. So it's like, I'm just holding on to it. And guess what? Walked back in there, paid for it like nothing. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's no alarms that went off or nothing. So yeah, it was. It's crazy how that would happen, how that did happen.
But like they didn't really, you're right. They don't say, I don't remember them saying stuff to me either though.
Yeah.
Even though like now, like I'm a little worried, I'd be worried.
Oh, heck yeah. 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 But I think also one.
And my job's gone.
Or two, also, it's just like, hey man, that's KB Toys. And maybe that's why they're not around anymore.
Dude, like
hey, low-key, they're just letting people walk out with it.
I used to like them a lot.
Oh, they were great.
I felt like they were the best, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't you?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I really liked them.
Toys R Us seemed too, like, grand to me in a sense. Because remember, they used to have those, like, shelves with the giant glass. And there was, like, all the lights. So it was, like, super bright.
Yeah.
Like, I remember seeing those and thinking, like, just kind of being blinded by them. And then, like, KB Toys was cool because it was, like, smaller and it was more condensed. Everything was just boom, boom, boom right there, eye level.
No, like, you're right, Marcus, because KB Toys, Toys R Us was, like, cool because, like, it's mm-hmm. Toys R Us. I do remember they were always a little more expensive. Yeah. And it was cool because of, like, so much. Like, to be honest, like, it was overwhelming at first. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, like, my mom used to just drop me off. She used to just drop me off. Like, it got to the point she'd just drop me off, dude. Like, she would drop me off because she's like, I know you're, like, wanting to look at everything. Like, go ahead. I'm going to be, like, outside. Like, go ahead and do your thing. And, like, I'll come in. I think she'd, like, sometimes, like, come in, like, 5 to 10 minutes. So, you got, like, 5 to 10 minutes.
Nice.
But, okay. No, it's so, yeah. Like, especially like with those Yu-Gi-Oh tournaments there.
Bro, my mom would drop me off in the mornings and then she'd be like, all right, call me when it's done. So then I go over to, like, actually, that's what I used to do. Take my little chubby self across the parking lot over the Wendy's, get that 99 cents junior bacon cheeseburger, some nuggets. Hey, get those after.
Because, hey, you had to eat.
Well, yeah, dude. Like, I didn't eat before the tournament, so I was hungry. The boy's putting in work. Then, then walk back across over to Rayleigh's. Hey, hit that payphone to collect call. Mom, I'm done. Come pick me up.
Heck of fast, huh?
Yeah.
So you better make it quick.
Mom, I'm done. Come pick me up. Just boom.
You better make it quick.
And guess what? They hang out there for about 5 minutes. Oh, there she is. Cool.
Yeah, because y'all ain't that far, especially then, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I remember that stuff, too, but KB's, do you remember the, Marcus, what was the place called where they held Yu-Gi-Oh tournaments there? In the mall.
In the mall?
Did you ever do one in the mall?
No.
I remember the one in the mall.
It was kind of like where, like, Journeys, it's like that massage place now.
I mean, I haven't been in the mall in a while, so. I don't really know, but
yeah, I haven't been in a few months, but I think if I remember correctly, it was that place right where, like, Journeys is at, like, around the corner by it, kind of across from Finish Line. Really? Because I remember that was the only play. That place was the only one that had, like, the Yu-Gi-Oh movie pack cards.
Oh.
Yeah.
For real?
Uh-huh.
I don't remember that. Sorry, Matt. Oh, my headphones kind of going in and out.
Oh, you good, dog?
So I'm messing with it. Give me a second. I'm messing with it.
At least the picture ain't going out. You know, we ain't chopped and screwed like at 41, dog.
Sorry. But it's all good, man. We can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you.
If you hear me.
I holla.
And I'm in. Perfect. All right. Sorry about that.
No, you good. Hey, like I said before, cool. As long as your picture wasn't going out, we fine.
But yeah, that was a sick one. We're almost 20 minutes in. Let's get into some Ranger talk because,
yeah,
like I said before, there's not a ton going on.
Nope.
There's really not. It's pretty dead right now for Rangers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what we're talking about is, like, I feel like we might be making something big out of nothing. But it's interesting. It's interesting. There was a Twitter post that said, you know, talking about a supposed leaked script from Netflix for a 2025 film. And everyone's harping on this 2025 because the directors that are supposedly signed on for the film have made, like, little comments about, even on, like, Instagram posts of things, right? That, like, 2025 things are coming. And, like, it's all we've been hearing, right? And with Hasbro, who we went in on before recently, I feel like, they basically finally gave a real response to someone and said, they gave a real response to a fan finally that said, man, I wish, like, basically, like, you would have more Power Ranger stuff. Like, because, you know, like I said before, they're always promoting G.I. Joe. Transformers, right now, like Marvel Legends, some X-Men 97 stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which by I the need way, to get into
it's so good.
Oh, I've heard it's so good, which is gonna be, like, annoying for me. It's gonna want me to get into the figs, They look sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
I already see them at stores. They look awesome. I may or may not have hit a Magneto recently at Walmart, possibly today.
So you did. Allegedly. I love X-Men though, by the way. I'm just saying, like, I've always
loved me that. Too. It's gonna make me put up all my Toy Biz 92. I have like 20 figures.
Oh.
Remember? Yeah, I stacked up like 20. I always contemplated, do I keep them? Do I sell them? I'm just gonna start putting them up and collecting more.
I remember now.
Perfect timing. And if I get the 97s, they're gonna look great together, right?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta tell my wife that. But with, you know, everything going on, Hasbro basically told this fan that until there is new entertainment show, whatever, the product is on ice. Which I find interesting. And before we jump into the script, like, hey, Marcus, how much Dino, Fury product did you see, or, you know, of Cosmic Fury, excuse me, Cosmic Fury. How much Cosmic Fury product was there?
This. And the, like, role play set of Zetos, like Zenith Ranger with, like, the half mask and the little and the, tiny dagger. Not, it wasn't that. It was just a little tiny dagger.
And a Megazord that you could only get on Amazon.
And it's only on Amazon because it's the Sentai version and not the Cosmic Fury version. Oh, wait, no. It was the Cosmic. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. My bad.
But it looks different and it's smaller and not as cool.
Mm-hmm.
Just the facts, right?
100%.
Okay, so
it's like a I know I said this about, remember when they made the new WWE heavyweight, like, Rollins title. Oh, I said that. Yeah. Remember what I called it?
Nope.
It's the here, man, damn, take it. You know, that is that title, but I didn't say man. You know what I say? Here, damn, take it.
Yeah,
that's how I felt like they treated these. Cause look at this, dude. Look at this. This ain't man.
No love sandwiches like at Subway.
No, although Subway gave me food poisoning 2 weeks ago. We beefed. Oh. Yeah.
And you know, yeah. I call them no love sandwiches too.
Oh, I know, because I got it with that spinach. I think that's that spinach that did me in anyway.
Spinach?
Mm-hmm. Spinach from a pork chop.
But hey, anyway, Subway, if you offered us some type of deal or something, we take all this back. You'd mm-hmm. be the best. You all the love sandwiches were here. Love is blind, not with you. Hey, love is blind. Not with Subway. Love is in your mouth. Eat up. Slogan all day. I'm ready. I can do these all day. But anyways, so they basically said it's on ice and we're waiting for, like, new mm-hmm. entertainment or anything like that, which is kind of BS because you had Cosmic Fury, probably one of the best seasons. Bro, I loved it. So
it's so good. It's so good.
So, and, you know, I mean, God, all the women empowerment, you think they would have been putting out a freaking Hunter Dino figures all day.
Right.
Red Ranger. Wild. But the now back to this leaked script stuff. Supposed leaked script. I showed it to you. You said you saw it. You found it. Yep. The supposed script would be. It's basically Mighty Morphin Reboot.
Yes.
And I believe they're not in Angel Grove.
No.
The names are not all the same as the OGs, although a few are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's five Rangers, no Black Ranger, Green Ranger's there as a lead.
Mm-hmm.
It's Tommy, turns on the team, but somehow, I don't know if they add another member or what, but he ends up back with the team by the end. Thoughts?
To me, it's all about execution. And I am the one, I'm the person that always says, like, let's wait and see. Let's wait and see how they do. Because I always bring this up. Heath Ledger Joker. Everyone's hating on that. homie did it. Oh my God, he's the greatest one of all time. No one can do better than him. All that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Affleck, Batman. Oh, hell no. Guess what? He was awesome as Batman. Not in the Joss Whedon Justice League, but in his stuff, though, he was great. I think this is really one of those things where it's like, let's wait and see. You got to wait and see. And this is when I also get mad at the franchise and bring this up again. Because it's like, people are already hating on it.
Now, is that the franchise or is it the fandom?
The fandom. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
The fandom.
Yeah. And, you know, it's weird because, like, we haven't had a ton of hate, right, at all,
mm-hmm.
ever on us. At least I don't believe. But the fandom really is, like, dark. I don't want to say dark, but, like, kind of bad for Power Rangers, especially on Twitter. And, like, I know everyone always says, like, Twitter is, like, whatever, but it's not for everything. But for that, it really is.
Yeah.
Like, they get real mean about stuff. Like, honestly, I'm not surprised that they would reboot Mighty Morphin, because why wouldn't you reboot the most successful thing, right. most popular thing? But the fact that they want to put their own spin
mm-hmm.
on it to make it somewhat different already has me intrigued.
Yeah.
Like,
because this is a thing. We're going to go into it thinking, getting mad if they did, if they were to keep it, you know, Tommy, Jason.
We'll get into that.
If it went with those, the original six, people are going to get mad that if it's, oh, well, they didn't do this the right way or they did this differently. I said the same thing about 2017 movie.
Well, I think a really good example of beating your expectations for a movie, to me, and I'm going to use recent memory because, you know, I'm a human and I have recency bias like everybody else, is The Batman.
Yes.
With Robert Pattinson.
100%.
Dude, I think almost the entire internet crapped all over the casting of him as Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Colin Farrell's Penguin. Like, there were so many, I feel like, things against it. The Riddler as the first villain. And when we saw the first picture of him, we were like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then I watched the movie and my mind was blown. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't tell you how many times I've watched it since. Like, out of, like, pure pleasure.
Yeah.
Like, that was the single most realistic Batman ever.
Oh, yeah.
Ever. And, like, it's not close.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, we need to wait to see how things are executed. Mm-hmm. You know?
And you know what I like real quick?
What's up?
That I think, I hope they do with this, because they really did it with 2017, by the way. It's just, we don't give 2017 that much credit, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Batman went what we call realistic, which is when you go, the closest besides that is the original Batman, right? From being somewhat realistic, the original one, right? But as the 90s went, we got, like, further and more futuristic, because that's what the 90s was heading into the 2000s, correct? Yep. Because we were going to have flying cars, the Jetsons said. Hey,
rave culture.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. La da 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 da.
Gotham is literally just basically all lit up in, like, black lights and random colors. Like,
oh, yeah. They're playing Be My Lover at all times. Mm-hmm. Look at me all the time as we do you. Yeah, like, that's what's playing all the time. You just have Poison Ivy back there getting it. Anyways, like, the Batman, why I say it was, like, realistic, it was as if it was taking place somewhat now.
Yes.
somewhat, right? Almost like, honestly, after the first 6 months of the pandemic.
Yeah.
Like, right? And I mean, the car alone tells you it's not all like gimmicky.
Yeah.
It was an old muscle car tricked out.
Mm-hmm.
Hit the mansion, you know, the manor, Wayne Manor, is like realistic looking home.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying Batman Begins and all that stuff, like that was pretty realistic too in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I think thing that did put this kind of over that in the realism was there was no like League of Assassins.
And the Riddler, huh?
Yeah. And because when you think about it, but also how the Riddler was executed, he was just one of these like,
people we have now.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. What's the term?
I don't know.
One of those kind of like keyboard warriors, but they're, you know.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
But like the Superman.
Internet troll.
Yeah. He was basically kind of like an internet troll in that sense.
That but like was able to figure out how to really execute.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of, because there's an actual term for them.
I don't know.
But anyway, that's what he was, you know. So it was like, yeah. That makes sense.
So like that to me would be something so cool with the Rangers. And 2017 doesn't get enough of that. Like I feel like credit because they were very much like that.
Oh, very grounded.
Yeah, like bro, like look at Rita and her freaking Goldar's really made out of people's gold.
Like, and I know that's the thing. People get like the like that's the thing a lot of people do hate on was how Goldar was, but when you look at it for that movie and what they were doing, I'm like, it makes sense. I understand it. Still not a big fan of it, but I get it because to me it's like,
but it also makes sense.
How are you gonna do a monster of the week type thing in a movie? You can't, you know.
And the way she did it was like, honestly, I mean, obviously, it's not realistic, right? Like, it's a monster. But yeah. They did it the most, I don't want to say simple, but, like, I feel like it was very creative. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're taking everyone's gold, dude. So we're stealing from these people.
Yeah.
We're melting it. And we're making my monster.
And the putties?
Yeah.
I'm just going to make these out of this. Like, I feel like with her, they really did the witch thing, which was cool.
Yeah, dude, because like I feel like that part, like we never had Rita on the ground floor.
Yeah,
right, like we never had that, so it was like all new. It's crazy all these things looking back now and dissecting it, like there's way more credit given to that movie,
a lot more,
you know,
to me.
But for this, I feel like right away I read that plot and I think this is interesting. It's different. Yeah. Right. Like, it's different. Like you said, you don't know. You don't know until you see it if it's going to be good. You know?
And that's the thing. You just got to wait.
Yeah, bro. Like, this is my thing to the fandom. If you listen to this right now, stop being a freaking hater, man.
Yeah.
Like, why are you going to hate on something you supposedly love the most when it ain't even come out yet? Because it's not done your way. Why don't you go get a couple billion dollars and go make it happen? Oh wait, you can't. So shut your damn mouth.
Yep.
And start putting your money where your mouth is. Because guess what? The reason we haven't put our money where our mouth is why this damn franchise is the way it is right now.
Yeah.
Old school big dog. Believe that.
Yeah.
What do you think about to keep on Rangers, what do you think about all this craziness with Austin and St. John? You were real busy during this.
Yeah.
And we didn't get to talk about it a ton.
Yeah, this is literally, I think, what, like, the week my grandpa died? So, like, last week?
Yeah, and like, if you notice, I never text you about it.
No. No.
Because it's not important in the grand scheme of things of life, but...
No. But like I tell people too, like I had a friend text me some stuff. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, I know you're going through, but I just thought you like, no, dude, stuff like that's fine. Like, it's a welcome distraction. Cause yeah, I even found, bro, and I'll tell you like this. I haven't even been able to talk to my mom about like Ranger stuff and like weird shit. Like I'm into about stuff. And she's like, oh, okay. Why? Takes your mind off things. But dude, I'll put it like this. When I heard him say that, I instantly flash back to Charleston, South Carolina in the aftermath and the former president saying there's good people on both sides. Very good people. And it's like, no, there's not. I don't see. And it's weird because I know that like when there are like wars and stuff, it kind of, there's advancements that come. And you're a history guy, you know that. But I don't think you can take anything good from from Hitler.
Hitler is on a short list of people in history that no matter what they've done, don't get credit because they don't deserve it.
Yes.
What they did, obviously negatively, will forever far outweigh any grandiose idea, quote, thought they've ever had. Truth be told, when you hear the name Hitler, not even Adolf, Hitler, you most likely have a terrible feeling or terrible inkling about it. So the backlash Austin St. John has received is no fault but his own.
Yep.
Now, and I'll be honest, I wouldn't mind interviewing him and asking him. And I would ask him, you know, I would, because I don't care.
Oh, I know. I would too.
Yeah. And I would ask him from a historic point of view. Okay. He did all these, you know, said this and that. That's great. But my man, like, he flipped the country on against his president at the time because he tried to make it like as if he's the reason that now we have to pay all the repercussions for World War One. All right. Honestly, he made me think a little bit indifferent. No offense to if we have any German listeners, made me think indifferent a little bit to your population. The fact that you believed him about perfect race, yet he doesn't look like what he says. Like, whoa, are we all colorblind? We're killing millions of people for no reason. Like, truth be told, like, it's arguable we don't even have a person that terrible in our own country's history. I think the only other man on the planet that's ever lived, the two other men, one is Genghis Khan, the other one is Joseph Stalin. Joseph Stalin might have killed right about the same amount. He introduced the gulag, bud.
Yeah, no, I know.
So, and the reason Genghis Khan probably still doesn't get as much hate is because there's that rumor that a certain amount of percentage of the planet has his DNA.
Yeah. Yeah.
Facts.
I know. And
like within our country, do we have beliefs of certain people being the worst? Of course, because they've done acts against our own country. Why wouldn't we think that way? But in the grand scheme of the world, Hitler is on a top five list that probably is like never going to be taken off.
Yeah. And to me, it's not even one of those things too, like where like we've had the discussion about like Chris Brown. Right.
Yeah.
It has done horrible things. Incredibly talented.
And what's crazy is his horrible thing is some people's Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Cause like I mean, I don't want to sound rude, but like domestic violence happens all the time.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's good or bad, right? Mm-hmm. But like, he didn't kill a single person.
Yeah. And so what I'm getting at is that it's like, it's not like one of those things where it's like, separate the artist from the art. It's not one of those at all. Mm-hmm. This is just, no, dude. There are certain people you do not look up to.
I feel like a closer one we have than even that, because the hard part of Chris Brown is that like that got forgotten about like a year later. The guy's had so many hits since then, bro. Like we can count them.
It has. Okay.
Think about it like this, and I know this isn't this kind of podcast. Chris Brown got more forgiveness than Morgan Wallen did. And Morgan Wallen didn't hit a single person. Chris Brown beat down a woman.
Yeah.
And he got more forgiveness than Morgan Wallen did. And more white people are mad about what Morgan Wallen did than black people. Tell me when I'm telling lies.
No, I just... No, but I don't think Chris hasn't been forgiven, though.
What do we deem forgiveness?
I'll put it like this. He still, like, what was it? American Music Awards, what, last year? He was supposed to do that Michael Jackson thing. They still cut him from that. Cut that whole thing.
That's cool. Did it hurt his bank account?
I don't know. I don't know.
But did Spotify
but what I'm saying though is even when they mention his name, because he still won an award for like best R&B, whatever, he's still getting booed. Kelly Rowland's up in there like, we ain't doing that.
Who?
Kelly Rowland. Destiny's Child.
Oh, okay.
Because she's the one presenting it. No, but this is my thing though. He may have been like forgiven. Or of like we've moved on, but we're still not letting him get to back to where he was though. We won't let him get back to that.
So what year did he hit her?
2009.
Okay. 2009. So in 2011 he went triple platinum.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then he's gone double platinum multiple times since then.
Mm-hmm.
The most recent double platinum was like 2017, 2019. I feel like he's forgiven. Like, I feel like the rest of the world forgave him. I don't know, man. Like, I feel like,
but that
I feel like you haven't forgiven him.
No, I have. I have.
What
do I have to forgive him for? He didn't do it to me.
I'm just saying, I'm looking at all his stuff that would tell me that he's not forgiven. And he's had hits that went 8 times platinum downloads. Mm-hmm. And this is like, that's insane, by the way.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, like, they're not going to let him get back to where he was, though. He's not going
to. I know what you're saying. What do you mean? He achieved it after.
Because that was when, because streaming and all that grew since then, from the time when he first came out to when that happened to now, there was that massive, everything was going digital. Everyone's streaming.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just looking at even like a recent thing.
He got easier to go platinum off. Stuff like that.
All right. Well, I'm just saying, dog. He has 12 straight top 10 albums.
No, I'm not denying that. But what I'm saying is that, like, he could still do all that and be that talented, and he's still selling.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think but we just have different things of not, like being.
But
forgiven.
We're not gonna let him get back to the, like we'll let you do this, but you won't get here again.
That's but what was there? That's what I don't understand.
Oh, him being next Michael, dog. Let's be real.
Do we want to be next Michael anymore now?
Well, he can't.
No, but do we want to? Is there anyone wanting to? We just watched Quiet on the Set. you know how this is now.
Damn.
Bro, that's a whole nother episode.
That's, you know what I will say about that? I'm glad you brought this up. I want to see, speaking of Austin St. John, because I want to see.
I'm Billy Fluco.
Oh, yeah. I want to see, like, a, you remember when they were making those like Lifetime movies of like Saved by the Bell and Full House?
Yeah,
like, all those,
heck yeah, dude.
Unauthorized biographies,
dude. You just reminded me of those right now,
because it was like, these were like, you know, this is what really was going down, bro. I want to see that about Rangers, because Ooh. It's very well documented. Austin St. John, Walter Emmanuel Jones. They used to have a house, and it was party nonstop. They had the cops called on them all the time for noise disturbances and all that. Cops would show up. Oh, dang, it's the Power Rangers. Oh, it's okay. And just let go. I want to know that.
And they're still boys to this day.
Oh, I know. I know.
Like, they're still boys to this day, dude.
Hey, but it can't be that good of boys, because how come Austin St. John, you ain't stop Walter from making that god awful dance battle video? You know, the one in that yellow tank top. Like,
how you gonna let him do that?
How you gonna let your friend do that? Friends don't let friends do videos like that. Anyway,
Austin, though, like, it's such a trip, too, because, like, he came out obviously and said, you know, it didn't mean what he meant, right? But like you said, Marcus, there's certain things you can't just talk about, like, or people you really can't, like, a pro wrestling one, I think, is like Chris Benoit.
Yeah.
Like, man murdered his not only wife, but his little son is like 7 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then killed himself because he couldn't deal with the consequences. Like, he's never going to be
in the Hall of Fame.
Or anything, like, I mean, no, we can even talk about like how great of a wrestler he was, but even that is like kind of gross.
Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, he was good at this. Hey, well, guess what? With him, you just got to say, because let's be real, he did inspire other people, and people were like, yeah, I got this from him. I got this from him. Well, guess what? You just got to say you were inspired by the people that were inspired by him.
And it's tough, because like, even his former colleagues are like, yeah, dude, like, he's like the greatest technical wrestler I've ever wrestled in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, things are different. Like, my matches with him will never be shown anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of what he did, and it is what it is. But, like, mm-hmm. Austin, you know, and Austin St. John, I think, made a mistake. I think sometimes, too, sounds bad to say, but, like, people get too, I don't want to say comfortable, but besides even being comfortable, like, know your fan base. Like, the Ranger fan base, we've said before, it's pretty, can be pretty toxic. It's very judgmental, which is hilarious, because it presents itself as a space for everyone, but it's not. It's only a space for everyone if you like the same stuff they do,
like, which is like back to X-Men 97, like how all these people complain, oh, X-Men went woke. No, it's not. It's always been like this. Rangers are the same way. Rangers talking, like, all these fans talking about how, like, they're all going to be LGBTQ and all this. They're all going to be gay and, like, women of color and all this. That's been
Rangers. But, and that's my thing. The only way you're let into that party is if you have the same viewpoints of them.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not right, because isn't it for everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't have the same viewpoints on some things? Yep. So, like, that's where my point is always, like, should he have said it? No. Should we allow him to be forgiven? Always.
Yeah.
Always. Like, my favorite is, like, people literally trying to down him and say, Rocky's our Red Ranger. Dude, we met Rocky. The guy was freaking sick. He was awesome. Steve Cardenas is, like, the guy.
Mm-hmm.
But Rocky was the second in command. And at Rocky, the end of the day,
the Red Ranger, that it didn't matter that he was the Red Ranger. Let's be real.
Yes. Yes. And at the end of the day, and this is for all those weenified, Cheeto eating, bonbon having. Yeah, that's right. You went back in time and got you a bonbon eating fans out there. Jason is the Red Ranger. Whether you like it or you don't like it, learn to love it. Because that thing's forever going today. There's nothing you can do. At the end of the day, like Marcus has said plenty of times, what do we see floating in that Macy's Day Parade?
Well, not anymore, but...
but what you did...
A good 5 to 6 years, it was the Mighty Morphin Red Power Ranger.
And who do we see that? Who do you think of?
Jason.
All day. Is what it is. Like, and I don't agree with what he did, by the way. Like, you don't... I know you didn't either. You don't agree with it. Like, neither one of us agree with it, but it's hard to deny that. Now... If the man is actually sorry about it, what are you going to do? Be still pissed at him about it? What's he got to do? Suck your toes for you to believe it? Like, come on, man. What if
he doesn't actually, like, when he does it, okay, he doesn't do it then. Okay, well, then I'm not going to do it. Like, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Right, Marcus? Like, okay. Like,
I feel like that's also one of those things where it's like, I think, too, like you said, you got comfortable, because that's definitely one of those things where it would be like a, you with your boys, and you say something a little outlandish.
Mm-hmm. Like, what? I do it all the time.
Oh, I know we do it all the time. We do it all the time.
Yeah.
Our boy Pete says some outrageous shit.
Oh, yeah. But you with the boys.
Exactly. And I think, obviously, I guess playing devil's advocate, everyone, let's be real, everyone has fallen to that. You get a little too comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
But it's the thing. Is he actually going to go through with this, though? And that's the thing. It's like he said it. I think he just got a little too comfortable.
Yeah.
Had a bad lapse.
Mm-hmm. I think he thought he was being funny. I think he thought like he was saying something that
because especially how he said, like, oh, he was like a demon on roids and whatever, you know.
Yeah, like he's trying to be like hilarious because in the setting, by the way, like if you go back and watch the setting, he seemed pretty comfortable, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like he had gotten to know them and felt them. Honestly, kudos to them, right? They made him feel comfy. They made him feel so comfy that he just started spewing stuff. I bet he regretted it. Why wouldn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He got a lot of backlash from the people that helped, like his cons and stuff, all the fan word.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, you know, hopefully.
Even Amy Jo.
Oh, I know. She even said something.
She, like, really, dude?
Yeah. Like, bro, we're trying to put out this comic right now, which she was old man.
Right. Which, by the way, I actually got.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
He's up in Chico. So this was the 30th anniversary one. With like Tommy and Cass waiting, and then this is her issue number one of the return, and then issue number two just dropped. So when I go back to Chico next week, hopefully they got issue number two.
Did you read?
I haven't read them yet. Playing two this weekend, but
nice.
Be interesting.
Yeah, you have to share with how it is.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Let's see. You got anything else?
No, dog. I'll just say this: like,
forget Chris Brown. And you know what? You are low key right, because ain't nothing topping. It's your man on the floor.
I don't know, dude. Wall to wall.
It's okay.
Wall to wall and kiss kiss.
Kiss kiss. I've never downloaded Wall to Wall.
Ooh, I didn't like it. I love it. Well, Wall to Wall's blown up again because it's on TikTok and everybody doing the dance.
Oh, I'm okay. Now I'm gonna have to join in.
Hey,
we'll do the kiss kiss though. Shame all that love it. How fun kiss, was that on the top of the bus?
Get in with me.
Dude, every time like he comes in, like bus like getting in, I'm like, heck yeah, dog.
Hey,
yeah.
I'll say this. Bobby Brown, perfect example. Someone did some horrible stuff, never got back to that level, still successful in music. I mean, selling off his other stuff. but we're not letting him get back to where he was. And now that he's older, guess what? We'll let him get back there, but we know damn well he can't make it there anyway.
I mean, he ain't sound like he sounds.
Oh, no, dude. He
let me have some spinach. Like,
but no, on the real though, thank you. Thank the fans. You know, it's been a long time, but we back. So, you know, try to get back on this regular degula. On the cycle, you know, because we rolling and, you know, talking about Power Rangers, it's a great thing. So
I dig it.
So we back to action, dog.
Back to action. Regular posts will be coming back. You got anything you need to plug or say?
No. No.
If you're in the Chico area, go watch my guy over here hosting.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
The hostess with the mostest.
I got, I knew, you're right, I do got that. Couple weeks from now, about 3 weeks from today, I'll be speaking at the English College Graduate Symposium, ECGS. Your boy got selected, and I think I'm getting published, too.
So, hey, just a heads up, if anyone's in Chico out there, y'all can meet up with him. Y'all can have some dim sum together and talk about Rangers, you know? As for me, you can find me on social medias, my other podcast, my sports podcast at Swishes Hits and Kicks Pod. It's on TikTok, Instagram, subscribe on YouTube. We still got to figure out, Marcus, what we're going to do with those YouTube subscribers because we're over what we've said.
Oh, yeah.
We got to pick a winner. But yeah, go follow me there. Check me out. Listen to sports. Hear about Love is Blind. Because I talk about Love is Blind on there. I mean, it is what it is, dog. I like it. I got to talk about it. Love is tight. Love is gangster. Love is blind. But love is here. We out Rangers of the Grig, dog. And you know what? Normally we get it with them grocery bag. But today we Audi 5000 grocery bag.
Yeah.